Every great business begins as a spark in an entrepreneur's mind. Ray Kroc didn't just see a hamburger stand when he encountered the McDonald Brothers restaurant. He envisioned a nationwide empire built on consistency and quality. What transformed his vision into reality wasn't just ambition, but a meticulously crafted plan. A well-designed business plan isn't bureaucratic paperwork, it's the difference between dreaming and building. It transforms vague aspirations into concrete strategies that attract investors, guide operations, and ultimately determine whether your venture thrives or joins the 50% of businesses that fail within 5 years. Think of it as the blueprint for your business house. Without it, you're just hammering boards together and hoping for the best. A business plan serves as your strategic roadmap, showing how to get from where you are to where you want to be. It outlines your fundamental concept, implementation strategy, competitive advantages, and financing needs. But its most crucial element is credibility. Facts must trump feelings, and realistic projections must replace wishful thinking. Most effective plans run 15-25 pages, though many plans of 5 to 10 pages can work for smaller ventures. The planning process often reveals critical flaws before you've invested time and money, perhaps uncovering unexpected competition or showing that your financial projections aren't realistic. It's particularly valuable during periods of market shifts, competitive challenges, or changing economic conditions. Before writing your plan, clarify your business vision. Will it remain small, grow rapidly, or be sold within 5 years? Consistency is essential. Contradictory elements will damage your credibility. All businesses require capital, even those with minimal startup costs. Don't assume sales growth will fund operations. Typically, you must pay suppliers before customers pay you. This cash flow gap explains why growing companies need financing. When planning funding, consider the control you'll surrender. Equity partners want input while banks remain hands-off. The amount needed, and the cost in terms of interest rates or ownership shares. Approach investors with precise funding requirements and specific allocation plans. While you might request slightly more in anticipation of negotiation, maintaining credibility is paramount. Your business plan can serve multiple purposes, from monitoring progress to attracting key employees. For fundraising, focus on the executive summary, management team, and financials. To attract talent, emphasize compensation, work environment, and growth opportunities. Your own savings form the foundation of your financing efforts. Why would others risk money if you won't? Family and friends often invest for personal reasons, launching many successful businesses like Albertsons with $7,500 from an aunt and Pizza Hut with $600 from a founder's father's insurance. Crowdfunding has emerged as a significant funding source, operating through reward-based or equity investment models. Banks provide debt financing rather than investment capital, preserving your ownership while requiring assurance of repayment through cash flow, collateral, and management experience. Angel investors, individuals investing their own money, can rescue entrepreneurs struggling with traditional financing. These well-off professionals or retired experts often invest based on personal interest rather than purely financial considerations. Venture capitalists represent the most glamorous funding source, backing high-risk companies with massive return potential. They typically seek businesses they can sell within several years, demanding annual returns of 30 to 50%. The planning process makes you a more capable entrepreneur by forcing thorough examination of your business. It helps identify trouble areas, spot opportunities, and build confidence, teaching you things about your business you might otherwise miss. While financial projections can't perfectly predict the future, they function like medical lab results, with good vital signs suggesting a healthy outlook. Using your plan to monitor performance helps spot potential problems before they become disasters. By comparing projections with actual results, you gain deeper understanding of your business's pressure points, components with the greatest impact on results. This early warning system gives you time to adjust products, eliminate underperformers, or target more profitable clients before issues become critical. A well-crafted plan also helps attract quality managers, employees, and partners by demonstrating credibility. While optimism is natural when creating a business plan, avoid presenting an overly rosy picture, especially regarding sales and profit margins. Misleading investors, particularly friends and family, can damage relationships and potentially lead to accusations of misrepresentation. More importantly, unrealistic projections can doom your business if they cause you to seek insufficient capital or underprice your offerings. Business plans must be customized to your specific business type and purpose. A plan for venture capital differs from one for internal strategy. Industry differences matter too. Retailers prioritize inventory management, while service firms focus on talent acquisition. Plans come in several formats: mini plans, concise documents, presentation plans, PowerPoint decks that convey passion, working plans, detailed operational tools, and what-if plans for contingency planning. Most businesses need multiple versions tailored to different audiences. Investors want exit strategies, while employees care about growth opportunities. Your executive summary creates the crucial first impression, a brief yet powerful overview that captures attention. Though it appears first, write it last after completing all other sections. Limited to 1 to 2 pages, it should include your mission, plans, organization, strategy, and financial highlights. Like a movie trailer, it must entice readers to explore further. Since most readers spend only about 5 minutes reviewing your plan, your summary must be both comprehensive and concise, explaining why your idea has merit and how it solves customer problems by making things easier, faster, or cheaper. The management section showcases who will run your company. Investors consistently emphasize investing in people, not just ideas. As the entrepreneur, feature yourself first. Readers need to understand who's at the helm before learning about your team. Share your background, vision, and credentials. When presenting team members, highlight their education, employment history, specific skills, quantifiable accomplishments, and relevant personal information. Investors seek impressive winners with proven track records. One entrepreneurship advantage is leveraging other skills to build wealth. Clearly identify which key positions need filling and your strategy for attracting top talent. Consider adding a board of directors or advisors to provide expertise and credibility. These boards typically include financial, marketing, and organizational experts who offer valuable connections. Avoid rubber stamp boards. Recruit people who will challenge your thinking and help solve complex problems. Different funding sources have distinct expectations. Friends and family simply want repayment. Bankers focus on cash flow for loan repayment. Angel investors seek moderate returns and may want involvement. Venture capitalists demand 35-50% annual returns with a clear 3-to-5-year exit strategy. A business plan should evolve with your business. The best entrepreneurs use plans as dynamic tools, regularly revising them to reflect new realities and opportunities. With careful planning, persistent execution, and adaptability, your business has the foundation to thrive in today's market. The journey from vision to reality isn't easy, but with a solid plan, you've taken the first crucial step toward building something lasting.